song called Bloom, When It's Spring and It's Lush and Lovely Outside. Following that, we're going to be Aura Kogan with the track High Noon. That's from their latest release, Formless. Just came out a little while ago. They're going on tour with that album as well. You can catch them as part of the Verboten Music Festival happening May 9th to 12th here in sunny old Vancouver. Anyways, let's get to the music.
Even when it feels too hard, bird. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews with healthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar added and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold between puckered lips the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Folks, Joey KS here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got an hour of music for you. We kick things off with some brand new Parlor Panther. The song Bloom from their album of the same name that just dropped a couple of weeks ago. And following that, we played some Aura Kogan with their track High Noon. Up next, we got a pair of ambient tracks for you. One ambient. The first is from Bad Good. That's a project of mine. The song is called Mago Estrella. The name came from my friend's cat. And the song comes from an album I just put out the other celebration of my 40th spin around the sun. The album's called Atmospheric Giver, and it was fun to make. Following that is a song by an artist that influenced me greatly. They just put out a fantastic album called Scorpion Deathlock. The act is The Golden Age of Wrestling. And I'm going to be playing their chill, glambient track, Paper.
Thank you.
Hey folks, Joe Chaos here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last two tracks we listened to were Mago Estrella, the latest from Bad Good from that. Their latest release, Atmospheric Giver. I'm stumbling on my words there a little bit just because I happen to be that good. The real name, last name here is Mel Bond, so I'll let you put two and two together there. And following that was a track from the Golden Age of Wrestling, Paper House, for their latest release, Scorpion Deathlock. Up next, we got a pair of tracks from two artists who are going to be playing headlining nightly gig, the Boden Festival in May. The first is Vancouver's Goth Royalty Actors with the track In Real Life. It is a single from an album that's going to be coming out soon from the band. And following that is a track from Girlfriends and Boyfriends. It's a cover of Lovers in a Dangerous Time, and it's from their latest compilation album, Lost in Noise, which covers over a decade plus of music that Girlfriends and Boyfriends have put out. You can catch both those acts at the Verboten Festival. Head on over to verbotenfestival.com and you can find out all the info about that.
Yeah. never get to stop and open our eyes. 1 minute you're waiting for the sky to fall. Next you dazzle by the beauty of it all. Your lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. These fragile bodies of touch and taste.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. Play through today's episode of Oh No Radio here on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last two tracks we listened to were In Real Life, the latest single from Actors, and following that was Some Girlfriends and Boyfriends with their cover of Lovers in a Dangerous Time, and that was from their latest album, Lost in the Noise. And you can catch both those acts at the upcoming Verboten Music Festival happening May 9th to 12th in Vancouver. It's the city's only dark wave and post-punk music festival, and you can find out more at verbotenfestival.com. We have some Autogram for you with their latest single, Diane. Sorry, Diane.